Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I pray that it really may feed you. But to do that, we need to listen, to ponder, not just to read through it real fast and say, oh yeah, I get the gist of it. Read it slowly, carefully. This is God's word to us. Let me take a look today at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20. Verses 28 to 38. At Miletus, Paul spoke to the presbyters of the church of Ephesus, "Keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you overseers, in which you tend the church of God that he acquired with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come among you, and they will not spare the flock. And from your own group, men will come forward perverting the truth to draw the disciples away from after them. So be vigilant, and remember that for 3 years, night and day, I unceasingly admonished each of you with tears. And now I commend you to God and to that gracious word of his, that can help build you up and give you the inheritance among all who are consecrated. I have never wanted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You know well that these very hands have served my needs and my companions. In every way I have shown you that by hard work of that sort we must help the weak and keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus, who himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.' When he had finished speaking, he knelt down and prayed with them all. They were all weeping loudly as they threw their arms around Paul and kissed him, for they were deeply distressed that he had said that they would never see his face again. Then they escorted him to the ship." Brothers and sisters, these are days when there's no quick flights here or there. There's no cars. There's no way of quick travel. They knew that they might not ever see him again because he would follow the Lord's will. And it might bring him back, but it most probably take him to yet another place. They sacrificed everything to bring God's word to us. Think about them. Think about their faith. Think about their courage. May God increase our faith and our hope and our courage. Please, please pray for that. Ask God to do that for you. He will. Listen to him. Psalm 68 says, "Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Show forth, O God, your power, the power, O God, with which you took our part for your temple in Jerusalem. Let the kings bring you gifts. You kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Chant praise to the Lord, who rides on the heights of the ancient heavens. Behold, his voice resounds, the voice of power. Confess the power of God. Over Israel is his majesty. His power is in the skies. Awesome in his sanctuary is God, the God of Israel. He gives power and strength to his people. That includes you and me. He gives us faith. He will increase our faith. He will bring people into our path and will say, 'I'm not really good at this, but I can share with you what I know. And then I would like you to share with somebody else.' That's okay. Just do what God asks you to do. But we need to take time, be with God before we go out anywhere. We need to have a regular time with God every day that he might speak to us. Even if that time is so short of 15 minutes until you can get your schedule to change around a little bit, 15 minutes a day is a good place to start. But get to a half hour a day, and if it possible, an hour. If you're raising small children right now, I remember what that was like when we were little. And I remember it was like watching others grow. And believe me, it takes all your time and your attention. Just say, Lord, I offer you this time. I offer it to you. I'm practically pulling my hair out over this situation, but I'm relying on you. Help me. Just bring everything to God, and he will hear you. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. That's what we want to do. That's what we want to let loose, to say that the West, the world, our country, our large country, can really be a sign of the presence of God. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. That's what we want to do. And then we look at the gospel for today, which is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 11b to 19. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now, this is John now, but now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they may also be consecrated in truth. My goodness, brothers and sisters, the prayers that we've had going up for us, even from the earliest times, looking ahead to the people that we serve. God wants to reach everybody. He wants everybody to be reached. I remember, even as a small child, by small I meant around 8 or 9, and I was out walking on the sidewalk beside my grandmother's home, and a man, when my grandmother came out to get me to bring me in, the man called from the other side of the street, and he said, Is this your granddaughter? And she said, Yes. And he said, Every day she walks out here, and she's very good. And he said, I was just, my goodness, where did this come from? You know, he said, She's very good. You have a blessing. And I remember thinking, oh my, what does this mean? I was too little to know then, what does it mean? And my grandmother said, She's a blessing to all of us. And he smiled. And every day after that, whenever he was out and sitting on his porch, he would wave to me and I'd wave to him. That's all. But somehow, God made his presence known in a certain way through little me, who was about 3 years old or 4 years old. I would have to be 4 or 5, to be out on the sidewalk there by myself. And yet he saw something good. How about you? God wants to see the goodness in you. He wants to touch you. He wants to help you to grow in your love for him. He wants to give you a love of his word, because we're going to spend all eternity with him. It's important that we get to know him now. So please pay attention to his word. Please read it. Please love him, for he loves you beyond anything that you can imagine. Anyone who has spent a significant amount of time at sea knows how comforting is the light of a lighthouse. Despite all of the modern technology, navigational instruments available, if you're out in a storm or if it's dark or foggy night, there's nothing quite so comforting as seeing that light that comes from somewhere on the shore. The wonderful thing about a lighthouse is that its light is for everybody. It doesn't matter what nation you're from, your color, your background, what language you speak. If you're at sea, particularly if you're lost, that light is for you. Every lighthouse has its own specific character, as it is technically called. For example, if light flashes at specific intervals and in different ways from other lighthouses. As a result, if you know the character of the lighthouse, you know exactly where you are. The church is more than a lighthouse. It is the living, breathing, dynamic body of Christ. The light of truth doesn't come from the church. It comes through the church. It is Christ who enlightens the church with the Holy Spirit. It is Christ who speaks to us through church teaching. It is Christ who speaks to all, again, regardless of who we are, what our backgrounds may be, what sins we have committed, whether we're rich or poor. Christ is speaking to each of us, is calling each of us safely in out of the darkness, out of the storm. That's a part of what John Cardinal O'Connor wrote and preached. I'm quoting from him. He was the Archbishop of New York. He was a former Navy chaplain. He was the founder of the Sisters of Life. And he was a great friend to Magnificat and a great friend as a result to all of us who are listening to this program. Please remember that God is speaking to each of us, is calling us, each of us, safely in and out of the darkness, in and out of the storm. Let his word be in your life every day. Read the scripture passages. Read whatever you want, but particularly do the readings of the day. I know they're in parts and you want to read one whole one. That's all right. However you think best for you to retain what God is giving you, because he's giving you life through his word. Brothers and sisters, do you ever stop to think that? That God knows you, me, little nothing? Maybe I'm a man who has to sit out on the streets and seek for food. He knows you. He loves you. He wants each of us with him forever. My goodness, when I think of that, and I'm just saying this on the program, when I think of it, I am overwhelmed with glory and joy that comes from my Father in heaven. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.